there's the sky is very busy right now. Mm-hmm. Sky's always busy. There's lots of stuff going on in the sky. It's cloudy right now, but if the clouds clear out and you happen to be up before sunset or before sunrise tonight, like mm-hmm. early in the morning, watch for, you're going to see a waning crescent moon, really thin waning crescent moon, right close to Venus. I don't know exactly how close together mm-hmm. they're going to be. They're kind of coming closer together this morning. Like I said, this will be something you see just before, before sunset, or before sunrise, rather, before sunrise. And even as so early. Venus and the moon are bright enough that even as the sun is rising, if you spot it, you'll still be able to see it till well after, almost until the sun is up.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be pretty. And then,
That in conjunction? Because I've seen some stuff online about a Bethlehem star as well.
No, that's a different one. I got to get to that one.
Okay.
But that's something that's happening here right now. That Bethlehem star, I'm trying to look up something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bethlehem star is kind of happening. It's happening right now. Except mm-hmm. that it reaches its peak on December 21st. If you look right after the sun goes down mm-hmm. in a clear sky, if you look in the southwestern sky, I've been pointing this out on Facebook almost all fall. Mm-hmm. Jupiter and Saturn have been coming closer together. Jupiter is the brightest star you see in the southwestern sky before or right after sunset. Saturn mm-hmm. is a little bit dimmer star that's above it and a little to the left. Mm-hmm. Those two have been kind of dancing in the sky all for a couple of months. They've been getting closer and closer together. So on December 21st, those two are going to be virtually on top of each other. It will look like a double star. Mm-hmm. Some people have, there have been scientists out there who postulate that, you know, the legend of the star of Bethlehem that guided the wise men to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
this, it's possible that this kind of a conjunction between Venus and Jupiter may have been that star, because it's going to look like a very bright double star. Mm-hmm. The last time these two planets meet in the sky every 20 years, because they're kind of like cars on a racetrack. The car on the inner lane is going faster than the car on the outer lane. So uh-huh. picture Jupiter as the car on the inner lane. Saturn's the car on the outer lane. And Jupiter, every 20 years, going around the sun, it'll lap Saturn. It's lapping Saturn. It's catching up with Saturn. And it's passing Saturn as it appears in our sky. However, this time, usually they're close, but they're not this close. This time, mm-hmm. these two are within the width of a dime. On December 21st, it's the first time since. So these will be as close as anyone's ever gotten to see it since the year 1228. We're talking 800 years ago.
That?
Yeah, 800. Astronomers can actually figure. They can go back and backtrack on orbits.
Yeah.
We've been observing Jupiter and Saturn for years. We know this happens every 20 years, mm-hmm. but we know the orbits of Jupiter and Saturn. We can say where they looked, how they looked like in the sky at any particular conjunction. And we can also predict that they will be about this close together again. If you want to wait around, if you don't want to see it this time, you got to wait till 2080. So 60 years from now, they will be this close together again. But if you start looking next week,
mm-hmm.
say December 16th, you will see a thin waxing crescent moon. Mm-hmm. will be right in the same area of the sky. I think that's either the 16th or the 17th. And the moon will be getting brighter. The moon will be going back through its phases. It's we'll go through a new moon here next weekend, this weekend, where there won't be any moon in the sky, and then the moon will be starting to wax. What the waxing crescent is when the moon is getting brighter. So December 15th or 16th, the waxing crescent will be right close to Jupiter and Saturn. So that'll be cool to see.
Yeah.
If you look up there right now, those two are really close together now, but they're getting closer and closer. So if you just get out there right after it gets dark, before they go over the horizon, over the eastern or western horizon by 9:30, 10 o'clock. So this is an early evening event. If you go out there right as it's dark, then you'll see them. And you can see them, you can watch them get closer and closer until December 21st, when they are going to be that close. And then those days around December 21st, December 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, they'll be really close together, all of those days. So this is, if it's cloudy on the 21st, get out on the 22nd and see it. They'll be not quite as close, but they'll be pretty close. Yeah. I was talking with a Missouri Southern professor, and Dr. Forson. I can't remember his earlier today about this. And there he is. There. Dr. Albert Yoba Forson. Mm-hmm. He's a professor of geophysics at associate professor of geophysics at Missouri Southern. He and I were talking about this, and he's a professor of geophysics, but he was also kind of waxing a little philosophical about this, about how these kind of events are, there are dozens, hundreds of early religions that watched the sky and watched the stars. Mm-hmm. And they built some of their holidays on how the stars aligned a certain day, you know, or certain days. You know, the Stonehenge in England is aligned towards the summer solstice and the winter, the equinoxes, you know, in March and September. You know, these kinds of things. These Native American religions, early religions in Europe, early religions in the East, Far East, Near East, Japan, China, they were all watching the same sky, and we were all watching for these same events. And you know, one of the sayings that's in the English lexicon, English language, you know, we say when the stars align, like that's something, everything's going to be it'll get better when the stars align, you know, something like
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking at this, and he liked this analogy too. I'm looking at this as, considering the year we've been through, everything's going to get better because the stars are aligning. These two stars are aligning, so that means it's going to get better.
That's great.
They're aligning on the winter solstice. December 21st is the winter solstice. It's the longest night of the year. It's, you know, there was actually a tradition where some early religions celebrated Christmas on the winter solstice instead of December 25th. And like I said, there are theories out there among astronomers that this could have been these two coming together and looking as bright as they were, could have been the star that wise men followed to Bethlehem. So neat to see. We don't get that. Like I said, 20 something was the last time. This was 800 years ago. You're not going to get to see it. I don't know that I'm going to be around. And I'll be 115 years old in 2080. So I don't know if anybody wants me around that long. Mars is still very bright. It's bright red, beautiful. And then Venus is up in the morning. Venus is the morning star. Mercury's over there too somewhere. But I don't know if you can see Mercury or not.